WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 78. Check of the Branson Valley weather follows the news. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. College Station motorcycle cops have one fewer place to hide for the time being. For the last month, city crews have cleared out islands of crepe myrtle trees along Texas Avenue between University and George Bush. Marshall Wallace with the city, says they're in the process of replacing the brick walls and foundations that surround the trees.
What the problem is those walls have been here for probably 15 years or more, and they've been hit so many times over these years. We're having a hard time finding replacement blocks for them, as well as the walls are just, they've been falling in, and we're having a hard time keeping them up.
Wallace says the islands will be replaced with stone similar to what motorists see along Texas south of Harvey, and new crepe myrtles will be planted this fall. The month-long period to file for College Station and Bryan School Board and City Council in this November's election is underway. The first two people to file for College Station Council are familiar names, Linda Harvell seeking a full term after winning a special election last year. Former Councilman John Nichols is seeking the position now held by Julie Schultz. Schultz and Blanche Brick completing their maximum two consecutive terms. One of two incumbents for College Station School Board did file for re-election, that is Michael Schaefer. One of two incumbents for Bryan School Board, David Stastny, filed yesterday. As for Julie Harlan, who was appointed last November to complete an unexpired term, she posted on her Facebook page she intends to run. Both incumbents for Bryan City Council filed on the first day, Greg Owens in single-member District 3 and Mike Sutherland in District 4. Sutherland also involved in the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee, which is gathering petition signatures for 10 proposed changes to the city charter. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz has a message for the Texas legislature.
Back off. This legislative session was the most insane I've ever seen, and I've been going over there with the chamber for 10, 15 years.
On the Infomaniac, Schultz says state lawmakers need to change their focus to taking care of highways and other infrastructure. As Texas leads the nation in pregnancy-related deaths, the state Senate passes a bill to expand the role of a task force on maternal mortality and morbidity.
On a 31-0 vote, the Texas Senate has given preliminary approval of State Senator Lois Colcourt's bill designed to get a better understanding of what's causing the state's high maternal mortality rate.
We're looking at what was causing our babies to be born early, not to be able to carry to term, and different issues, again, for women's health.
A recent study from the task force shows the state's maternal mortality rate nearly doubled between 2010 and 2012. The rate is also disproportionately high for African American women. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Bryan School Board spending today at a local motel. The special meeting, which starts at 8 at the Bryan Best Western, begins with a budget update. That will be followed by goal setting with a consultant from the Texas Association of School Boards. The agenda also gives the board the option to meet in executive session. At the board's regular business meeting last week, considerable discussion before the unanimous renewal of a contract with the Bryan Police Department to continue school resource officers. Assistant Superintendent Amy Dross says there's no change in the number of SROs, but the 8 officers will be deployed differently due to the district's new realignment.
We do want them to visit the 5-6 campuses on a pretty regular basis, so that 8th officer would be used for that, as well as our elementary schools would like some more frequent walkthroughs just to expose the kids to the police officers. The kids really enjoy it when they walk through the building.
SROs will continue at Bryan and Rutter High. One will be shared at Collegiate and other alternative schools, and one will be at each of the 2 middle schools. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 6. The temperature is 78. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news after 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, here we go. It's 6:10. Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Mixed clouds and sun continued hot for today, 94 to 98. A few clouds around during tonight and 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, 94 to 98, with a blend of sunshine and scattered clouds. Fear warm at night, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday. Temperature well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers earned a sweep of the Cane Cutters last night. Meanwhile, Jose Altuve had a big night to lead the Astros to a win over the Phillies, while the Rangers fell to the Marlins. And the Cowboys have released kicker and kick returner and receiver Lucky Whitehead. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, there's just an inevitability to the way that he's reading the weather that we can't escape this. It's where it is, and so I get in my vehicle.
But the temperature is worse in central Kansas. The thermometer's been approaching 110.
Oh my!
Yee.
Man, those cornfields have got to be dry.
Wheat fields.
Well, wheat fields. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
doesn't matter right now because harvest has already happened.
Okay. So it's just kind of dirt blowing around up there now.
So now's the time.
but I mean, is it like that all the time up there? I mean, don't they get up?
Traditionally, summer times are just as hot there as they are here.
Yeah. We get to complain about it. It's the humidity.
Everybody complains.
Yeah, it's the stinking humidity. That's it.
While record lows are in the Northeast.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday. What is it like in Maine right now? Probably weather-wise better.
Well, let's see what we got going on.
Yeah,
here.
If you were in Bangor, Maine,
well,
for
let's see what Bush 41's experiencing. Oh, Kenny Buckport.
Yeah, Kenny Buckport. You can see how that's going
Kenny
up there.
Bunkport.
Again, it's 712 there, but nonetheless. And you should have typed in something shorter. Should have gone for Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, no.
Boston,
no. Mass. Okay. It's 57 and near Kenny Bunkport.
Oh yeah. Well, of course that's on the
water. It's the Portland, Maine Weather Service office. North winds at 8.
Yeah.
They do have humidity at 90%.
Yeah, but you know, if it's 57, don't talk to me about
stupid. Today mostly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow sunny, 74.
Oh my, warming it up. Yeah, that's
beautiful.
Now, yes, last night I watched the KBTX nighttime weather, and Shell Winkley explained that there's some kind of dust coming over here from
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
African dust?
Q Toto, yes.
Yeah, okay. Is this a deal all the time? I missed it up to now, but anyhow.
I feel like I've heard something about this before in previous seasons, but yeah.
Well, he said that's the reason that today especially will have a milky sun. That's what they called it, a milky sun. So it won't be just absolutely pounding down on us.
Well, if the rain doesn't come in time for the eclipse, then, I mean, just further aggravates
its
nature.
It's global warming, I'm telling you. All right, in Oklahoma, an elementary school teacher in Tulsa drawing worldwide attention.
I've heard about this.
She has been panhandling for money to pay for school supplies.
Ooh.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened here yet.
Well, you know, Teresa Danks is her name. She makes $35,000 a year, and she spends $2,000 to $3,000 of her own money on school supplies. Photos of her standing alongside a road with a sign that says, "Teacher needs school supplies. Anything helps. Thank you," has been shared like a bajillion times on Facebook. Her husband said the response to the viral photos on Facebook begging for education has been incredible. This has truly been an overwhelming experience for her. He said she is now trying to raise money for other teachers in her school with a GoFundMe page. She went, "I don't have to stand outside? I mean, I could actually do a thing called GoFundMe?
What is this?"
Well, the next thing, she's going to do probably an educational dissertation.
Ah.
Or, Yeah.
Of course. Now, and the deal is, because again, not in that world anymore, but my wife used to own a store that had teacher supplies. Mm-hmm. And there is no doubt that not only here, but in the cities around, lots of teachers would come in and spend their own money. I mean, they just, I don't know that they spent to the point of $2,000 or $3,000 like this young lady does.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the truth. It's reality that that's what teachers have to do. So
mm-hmm. When it comes to things like, you know, Kleenexes and things like that, yeah. I mean.
Good on her for doing that and helping others. So there you go. But what we would say is, and, you know, we've got all sorts of things. We have Stuff the Bus, which is coming up. You know,
50 Men Who Can Cook.
Yep. Oh, there are all sorts of ways that you can help out your school districts. And it's clear that the people in Austin haven't figured out what to do yet.
Yeah.
We know that.
They're worried about bathrooms.
Yes, they are. They know what's really important.
They'll straighten that out, though.
Yeah.
Information.
But I did see that the Texas Senate yesterday passed a bill to look into school funding. They're going to look into that.
Peek that, just barely cracked that door open.
That's
yeah.
it.
Just take a peek.
Passed a bill to look into possibly maybe taking a look at
the some possible time in the future.
To have an opinion about what to do.
Yeah.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Morning. Here we go. It's 6:17. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, it's day 206. Got 159 of them to go. It's Tuesday. It's July the 25th. Merry-go-round day.
Merry-go-round day.
All right. Especially if there's some.
Haven't those been outlawed?
You know, you don't see many of them anymore.
Yeah.
They're inside, you know, like places like Disneyland, I guess. But
I know I haven't been on one in years.
And you know.
Well, I was also thinking about the public parks used to have
big cities,
their own version.
Right.
Yes.
They did. Big cities would have this. It's okay. How about video games day?
Yeah.
Hey,
hey. That's my day right
All
there.
All right. Boy, be able to sit down on the couch, veg out, and just do that thing.
It's almost every day for me, though, anyway.
Yeah. So wine and cheese day. All right. Celebrate as you see fit. Red shoe day. Didn't celebrate that. Didn't know about it,
mm-hmm.
quite honestly. National Hire a Veteran Day. That's pretty good.
Very cool.
Culinarians Day. You know, cook it up. Be fancy.
Yeah.
Thread the Needle Day. How quaint is that?
Don't we have machines to do that
we
now?
We do. And while we won't celebrate it exactly like this in Texas today, we're just going to call it Fudge Sunday Day because we don't need to eat anything hot. It's supposed to be Hot Fudge Sunday. All right. And we got birthdays.
Hard pass on the Hot Fudge Sunday. Michael Welch is 30. He plays Mac on Z Nation. Chantel Van Santen is 32. She was Ryan Felipe's wife, Julie on Shooter, and was also Patty on The Flash.
Mm.
Rapper Kevin McCall is 32. I know you were bumping him this morning, Scott.
I was. That's it. We're coming to work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Louise Brown is 39. That's the world's first test tube baby.
Oh.
Born in Oldham, England.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Very cool. D.B. Woodside is 48. He was President Palmer on 24.
Okay.
Matt LeBlanc, of course, Joey from Friends. And then, of course, played a fictionalized version of himself on Episodes.
Which was a really good show. I guess that's not coming back. I enjoyed that.
Even though he won a Golden Globe.
And he tried to host Top Gear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was a short-lived little thing deal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's 50 today.
Okay.
Ilena Douglas is 52. You would recognize her if you saw her. She was in Cape Fear, played the art teacher in Ghost World, and was also in Stir of Echoes with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I missed all of those.
Roger Clinton,
oh,
Bill's brother.
Sure.
He's 61.
Yeah, what's happened to good old family members?
I don't know.
I mean, Billy Carter, Roger Clinton.
Yeah.
Mr. Trump just doesn't have it there.
He doesn't. Well, they wrote their own stories. Billy Carter was just awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just great.
He was the fun brother.
Just
yeah.
a regular guy.
Yeah. Iman is 62. That's David Bowie's widow.
Oh, yeah.
Verdeen White is 66 of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Sure.
Love some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Uh-huh.
And Manny Charlton is 76 from Nazareth.
Ah, okay. There you go. All right. And this guy, I don't have his age, but Scott Shannon is a disc jockey in New York, and it's his birthday today, and
cool.
He's the guy who does this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, it turns out CNN hosts aren't only lying about President Trump and his administration. They're lying about their own upbringings. Now, Breitbart.com reported during an interview with the brand new White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci, fake Jake Tapper inflated his own background to make it seem as though he was more in touch with the people and with working and middle class beginnings than he actually really is. Now, Scaramucci was discussing his humble blue collar background when Tapper chimed in saying that he grew up in a similar neighborhood to Scaramucci. Turns out that, Tapper, well, he went to an elite private high school before attending an elite Ivy League school, Dartmouth. And his father was a wealthy pediatrician and Harvard Medical School graduate. Gee, sounds like poor fake Jake had a really tough life. Does CNN ever tell the truth anymore?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
So I recently gave my house a facelift. I did it the simplest, most inexpensive way possible, and it transforms every room in my house, and that's Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com will transform your home as well. It doesn't break the bank. You always get free online design consultation. And by the way, they'll even send you free samples, and every order gets free shipping. And now through July 31st, you get 20% off site-wide at Blinds.com when you use the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity, and you will not be disappointed. Rules, restrictions apply.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 623. Bill, I don't know if we've had this story or not. Texas man is battling a court order that mandates he must pay tens of thousands of dollars in child support for a child that he did not biologically father.
Ooh, did not see.
And who he has met only once.
How does this make sense?
In 2003, a child support court in Texas ruled Gabriel Cornejo, 45 years old, had to pay child support to his ex-girlfriend who had recently given birth to a child because she vowed that there was no way he wasn't the rightful dad. Cornejo currently raising three children of his own and two nephews, claims that he was not made aware of this and only found out about the child support payments last year when a deputy served him court papers claiming that the state lists him as having another child.
I would be doing DNA.
Man, I think so. He soon met the minor for the first time, first and only time, described her as a wonderful little girl. But after taking a DNA test, learned she was not his after all. Only Cornejo's ex-girlfriend and the state still want him to pay $82,000 in back payments.
But she's not his. I never
thought in my whole life I would have to defend myself in something for which I am innocent, Texas Family Code Chapter 161 states that even if one is not the biological father, they still owe support payments that accrue before the paternity test proves otherwise.
No!
Man.
It's not his time.
And I wonder what lobbyist scored on that.
I don't know.
I'm sure she's a charming little girl, but no kid is charming enough for me to pay for if it's not actually mine.
The attorney for the ex-girlfriend claimed that money was taken out of his paycheck several years ago and he didn't contest it, and that in itself can satisfy the court argument that he should have handled this matter a long time ago.
It doesn't matter.
Man.
It doesn't matter if he should have done it a long time ago. It's not his child.
Case is due back in court next month, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I have, I've never heard of anything. I don't know. Do we know what city this is in?
No.
Because actually, I drove this out of
what's the guy's name?
Cornejo. It's Corn, and then
first name?
E-J-O. Gabriel. And because I found this in an Australian newspaper this morning that they were talking about that. So I was just wondering where in Texas that might have taken place.
Originally came out of Houston.
Well, interesting.
Yeah, from looking at the Chronicle, if it doesn't block me out here.
Okay, well, there you go. 626.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Well, one of the more obvious things that separates a criminal from a stupid criminal would be drawing attention to yourself while you're committing the crime. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, if this woman ever finds out that anyone can become an Uber driver, it's going to blow her mind. A 65-year-old woman named Betty Thomas from East Germantown, Pennsylvania, caught a cab last Thursday night, but she and the driver wound up getting into an argument about the fare. And when he got out of the cab, Betty hopped into the driver's seat and stole it. And then guess what she did? You're right. She started picking up fares. She gave rides to at least two passengers before the cops tracked down the cab. Betty was arrested and charged with theft, theft of services, receiving stolen property, making terroristic threats, and unauthorized use of a vehicle. Because guess what, Betty? You're not a cab driver. Maybe if you just wanted to steal the cab, take it home. Don't start picking up fares. Or just don't steal the cab. That's a novel idea. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hey, good morning. It's 628. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Sunny and hot. That's all there is to it. 98 or so, and the heat index will be around 105. Winds will be out of the south at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Then tonight, down to around 77 or so. And we'll just continue it. I mean, there's a chance that showers might pop up at some point, but pretty much temps right around 100 and the heat index above that through, looks like the weekend. And again, maybe a 20 or 30% chance of rain as we get on through the week. Right now, winds out of the south at 5. We got 88% relative humidity, fair sky, 79.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. After a sudden change in the way Facebook handles its accounting, Instagram will now be in focus. When Facebook reports quarterly results tomorrow, analysts will be keeping an eye on ad revenue. With growth slowing, the pressure is ramping up on Facebook's other properties, namely Instagram. The company's been adding more features to Instagram that are similar to features in Snapchat. McDonald's is expected to report quarterly earnings this morning that show it's benefiting from changes in restaurant franchisees as well as changes to the menu. RBC says it believes over 1,000 U.S. restaurants are changing hands and that many acquired stores are experiencing double-digit same-store sales growth. Siemens has announced measures to reduce its presence in Russia, including its exit from a joint venture after four gas turbines delivered by one of the German company's Russian partners for a power plant project turned up in Russian-occupied Crimea, possibly violating European Union sanctions. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time 6:30, temperature 78. Check of the Branson Valley Weather Falls News presented by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision's to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. It's time for those who are interested in running for school board and city council this November's Bryan and College Station elections to file. Both incumbents to the Bryan City Council have filed for re-election. Greg Owens has served single-member District 3 since 2012 when he won a special election to fill an unexpired term. Mike Sutherland's running again for single-member District 4. Sutherland also part of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee that continues to solicit signatures to ask voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. There will be at least two new members to the College Station City Councils. Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz are completing their second consecutive term. Linda Harvell, who's completing the final year of an unexpired term, filed yesterday for her first full term, and the first to file for Schultz's seats, former Councilman John Nichols, who left the governing body last year to run for mayor. One of two incumbents has filed for re-election to the College Station School Board. That's Michael Schaefer, who's seeking his second term. This year's other opening on the CSISD board is currently held by Valerie Yochum. The longest-serving member of the Bryan School Board, David Stastny, has filed for his 10th term. Also up for election, the board's newest member, Julie Harlan, who was appointed last November to fill an unexpired term. According to her Facebook page, Dr. Harlan intends to seek a full term. The last College Station city budget with the input of City Councilwoman Julie Schultz is going to be difficult.
Talking about the budget workshop, you say there need to be some cuts. Where are we going to cut?
I have no idea.
On the Infomaniac, Schultz says the council has to look at the real cost of doing things.
I'm rolling off, you know, termed out in November. But I'm still really concerned from a citizen standpoint about how do we spend our money and are we really getting the best bang for our buck? Are we wasting any money anywhere that we can use for these projects?
Okay. Schultz and other council members expecting to consider an increase in College Station's property tax rate in next year's budget. Next year's Bryan School District budget, one of two topics at a special meeting of the school board that starts at 8 this morning. Gathering at the Bryan Best Western also includes a consultant leading a goal-setting workshop. Then there's the possibility of meeting in executive session. Meantime, when school resumes in the newly realigned Bryan District next month, it will be with the same number of school resource officers. At last week's monthly business meeting, there was unanimous agreement with the deployment as described by Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws.
Our plan is that we would have one at SFA in Davila, but one would not be permanently assigned to the 5-6 campuses at this time. So there'd be one at each of those. And then we have one that would be shared between Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, DAEP, that group, and then two each at the comprehensive high schools, Rudder High School and Bryan High School.
The 8th SRO will visit Bryan's new intermediate schools as well as visit elementary buildings. Draw says the Bryan Police Department, which provides the SROs, is receptive to some other ideas to increase exposure inside BISD schools. State Senate appears to be on a collision course with the Texas House over public school finance reform, with the major sticking point expected to come down to a school choice voucher program.
Back in April, in the regular session, the Texas House overwhelmingly passed State Rep Abel Herrero's budget amendment rejecting any voucher program.
Diverting public funds away from our neighborhood schools is not something that the House wants to consider.
One of the provisions of State Senator Larry Taylor's school finance reform bill approved by the Senate includes vouchers.
Giving $60 million towards scholarship money for students who can attend a special needs school or a private school that can better address their situation.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Observant drivers in College Station have noticed crepe myrtle trees being cleared from the middle of Texas Avenue between George Bush and University. Marshall Wallace with the city says the trees were removed as part of their replacing foundations and walls in the median.
Basically, what we're doing is we've gone in and removed all the old ones. We're doing some foundation work underneath, and then we're going to go back and replace all the walls with the walls, like from Harvey South, the newer style wall, the newer blocks.
Well, it says the new trees will be planted this fall to fill the reconstructed islands. South Texas congressman says it's absolutely repugnant the GOP-led Senate has not acted on repealing health care and singling out some female senators from the Northeast.
We probably won't plant till after probably.
That is not who I wanted you to hear from. Here is Congressman Blake Farenthold of Corpus Christi.
Some of the people that are opposed to this, they're some female senators from the Northeast. If it was a guy from South Texas, I might ask him to step outside and settle this Aaron Burr style.
That's, again, Blake Farenthold speaking on Keys Radio in Corpus Christi. Meantime, Senator John Cornyn says every senator will have the opportunity today to offer and discuss amendments on health care repeal and replace. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 6. The temperature is 78. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
Let's do some weather, shall we? 6:38, brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Mixed clouds and sun continued hot for today, 94 to 98. A few clouds around during tonight and 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, 94 to 98, with a blend of sunshine and scattered clouds. Fair, warm at night, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday. Temperature well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Bombers coach Trey Porras on the team's sweep of the Cane Cutters last night. Meanwhile, the Rangers couldn't hold off the Marlins in Arlington, but the Astros returned to the win column after besting the Phillies, and Pau Gasol is re-signed with the Spurs. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, well, let's see. Washington first. Let's see. I guess we're going to hear more from Jared Kushner today.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get to maybe go talk to some other folks in D.C. And, you know, yesterday he had a very lawyer-prepared type explanation.
As he should.
Yeah, 11 pages worth of exactly how he did stuff and or didn't do stuff that there really wasn't much going on that was news and all that sort of thing. But this is what Fox says about today. Yeah.
A day after meeting with Senate Intelligence Committee staff, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner meets with members of the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors.
Let me be very clear.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner telling reporters after his Senate meeting that all his interactions during the campaign, including with some Russians, were proper. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There you go. So like in maybe the biggest flag I've seen in a long time, President Trump was speaking last night to some Boy Scouts.
Like, Boy Scouts are going to be interested in the things
that
were eventually brought up.
I mean, it's great that he walks out. He could have just waved and said a few things and said, go. But then he was trying to be funny, talking about health care. And he turns to Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price and says, he better get the votes, otherwise I'll say, Tom, you're fired. Joked about that.
This is our health care we're talking about.
Yes, really. President also boasted that 10 members of the cabinet are former scouts, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who was once president of the national organization. I don't think I knew that. Robert Gates was president. Right? Not that long ago. Speaking of Tillerson, CNN is reporting that the Secretary of State is growing more and more frustrated with the Trump administration.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Maybe considering resigning. He doesn't he doesn't need the gig. We know that. Tillerson had recently had previously said he'd stay on the job at least through the end of this year. Tillerson reportedly agreed with Trump critics who thought that it was unprofessional when the president lashed out last week against Jeff Sessions because he recused himself from the investigation of this whole Russian meddling thingamajig that's going on. So anyhow, John McCain is apparently going to be, I guess that's the news out of Washington. John McCain is apparently going to be in Washington, D.C. to be able to at least, I guess, vote on some sort of a bill that they'll have.
Something that we absolutely have no idea what's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. He gets a chance to maybe do that. Yeah.
Why is it Senate that there
Republican
are all these bills?
Have indicated that McCain's vote on this procedural vote that's coming up to start debate on the health care bill was not necessarily needed. It probably helps. That means that there will presumably be a full complement of senators here, 52 Republicans, 48 senators who caucus with the Democrats. But what that means is that the Republicans can only lose two senators.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So anyhow, now I was wondering how he got there because I'm not sure that you could fly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know that the change in pressure was necessarily good for him. I'm not.
I wonder if he had
to
drive.
Don't play one on the radio, but
borrowed John Madden's coach.
Yeah, I could have done that, or you know, there's certainly some around. Let's see. Well, okay, we can always turn to Austin because they've still got stuff going on over there, and we'll probably talk to the representatives later on this week and find out what's shaking. But the Senate does continue to move along at breakneck speed. They went ahead and passed approved a bill for private school choice. Now, again, that's always the first step in other states when they decide to put together a voucher system. They say, let's put a voucher system together for kids who are not mainstream. And then slowly but surely it starts to widen out.
Yeah.
So they debated for about 3 hours, and the Senate voted 19-12 to pass Senate Bill 2 creating the private school choice program that was authored by Larry Taylor, who's the chairman of Senate Education. Later in the afternoon yesterday, senators discussed Senate Bill 16, which would create a commission to study school finance.
And how long has that subject been studied?
They talked about it for an hour, a little less than an hour, before they passed, once again, the bill to form the committee to be able to look at it.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. We're supposed to. Well, and once again, as happens with those little political dolls, you know, you wind them up and they pat themselves on the back.
Yeah.
And they did. So
they should start talking about it in, you know, like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Have been for 4 or 5 generations.
Yeah,
right.
Most of these people won't. Couple of other things. Texas Monthly has a story this morning in the blog that you get from Paul Burka, that Michael and Mary Porter, who we've never heard of, they're from Cross Creek Ranch in Doss, Texas, a town near northwest of Fredericksburg, just gave $1 million to the Greg Abbott campaign.
Wow.
$1 million. pretty much up until then, their donations had gone to the DOS Volunteer Fire Department. They supported the military, but they had never done anything this political.
Wow, $1 million.
Yes, and in true Shark Tank fashion, Mark Cuban says, if Trump's still around in 4 years, I will whip his, well, you know,
right,
rear end. How's that? So
yeah.
There you go. I think Mr. Cuban ought to worry about his NBA franchise.
Well, you know, but the thing is, then he gets in trouble with the officials there, too. You
that's
know,
okay.
That's what happens. And probably what we ought to mention, too, is that the Senate has given initial approval to doing this tax cap election thing. If your property tax rates or if revenues exceed 4% of what was taken the year before, then they could have an election to roll that back. House is probably going to take that matter up, along with some other appraisal bills as well.
So, and chuckle under their breath.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, I mean, This is a great situation to be able to posture for politicians saying, you know, we did this for you.
Right.
When truth be told, probably fewer than 40 cities in Texas will the taxpayers really feel anything.
Yeah.
And understand also that's the – and we do. We have the elected officials come in here and they wring their hands over what's going to happen if something like this – you know, they act like they're going to be derelict and they're going to have to be outside with tin cans asking for alms from people.
You mean next to the Tulsa teacher?
Exactly. You know, bull. Because they've also got these little things called impact fees that they can put in at any time.
Yeah.
That, you know what, again, it's a tax. So,
well, right. No administrator worth their salt doesn't have a slush fund somewhere.
You're right. That's true. And, of course, and this whole tax rollback thing has nothing to do with school districts, okay? This is cities and counties only. School mm-hmm. districts is a whole nother very, very, very large kettle of fish.
Another level to it all.
Once again, it takes basically half your tax money. So anyhow, but we still got to fix school finance too. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'm so glad that they're over there.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. 647.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. 26% in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We gardeners haven't had an easy time of it these past 10 or 15 years across Texas. We've seen record droughts, and recent trends haven't looked all that much better. We're heading into the end of the summertime. It's a good time to detail some of the ways that we misuse the water that we do have. It's a very critical message. We need to be thinking about it. It's our hope that we can save water and our critical plants in the process. These mistakes get my votes as our biggest errors of all. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So what are some of the common ways that gardeners misuse water? Well, I think we misinterpret the guidelines. When our cities tell us that we must cut way back on our watering, there are those among us who read that to say we shouldn't water at all. No city wants to look like the Sahara. Water prudently if you're allowed, but do water to save the critical plants. We fail to prioritize. Some plants are much more difficult and expensive to replace. You need to decide which are the most important to your landscape and then take steps to nurture them through. It may involve hauling gray water to them, or at least it will mean that they get those gallons you do use outdoors. Smaller shrubs with shallower root systems are at the top of that list. Without supplemental irrigation of some sort, they'll die within the first several weeks of water curtailments. So will ground covers. You hate to watch a 5-year-old bed of Asian jasmine die for lack of $5 worth of water applied a few times over the summer. By comparison, large shade trees and Bermuda turf can usually stand the abuse without serious harm. You simply have to decide which plants are expendable and which plants aren't, which are most vulnerable. We never change our settings on our sprinkler systems. That one amazes me. The installer put the clocks on 20 minutes per station. He probably also set the sprinklers to run daily. Challenge excessive consumption. Plants don't need excessive irrigation. Put your system back into the manual mode and then jockey with each station to be sure that all of your plants dry out at the same rate. Some of the stations with spray heads may only run a few minutes. Others with impact heads may need 5 or 10 times as much time. And you can also get a smart controller, and that is the best thing you can do because it monitors the situation. It has a computer mechanism built into it. We don't maintain our sprinkler systems in good repair. Most importantly, look for broken or missing heads. One missing head will waste huge amounts of water each time the system runs. Heads are always getting out of alignment. You can usually see some form of marking showing where each head should be aimed. You want to aim it in the correct direction. We fail to pre-water. If we have heavy clay soil, we need to get it moist to start with, otherwise it will repel the water. These are just a few of the ways that we abuse water. There are plenty of others. Unusual troubles of the late summer in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers completed the sweep of the Acadiana Cane Cutters last night thanks to a shutdown performance by starter C.J. Varela. The Bombers scored 8 runs with 13 hits to blank the Cane Cutters 8-0. Here's Coach Trey Porras on the win.
Yeah, well, we really set the tone early tonight. It was nice. C.J. went out there and had a 3-up, 3-down first. And then Mike, the first batter of the game, big-time double into the opposite field gap. One pitch later, steals third and forces the errant throw into the left field and can walk home. So that really kind of just set the tone of we're here to take care of business. And the guys did a great job of that tonight.
The Bombers next hit the road for a 6-game road trip to face the Texarkana Twins, the Texas Marshals, and the Cane Cutters. The Bombers take on the Twins tonight at Dobson Field. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05, and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Oxford, Mississippi's new football coach Mike Luke says he now has his dream job, even if it comes during very difficult circumstances. The 40-year-old has been named the team's interim head coach for 2017 after Hugh Freeze resigned in disgrace last week because of personal misconduct. In Major League Baseball, Jose Altuve had 2 doubles and 2 singles, stretched his sizzling hitting streak to 16 games, and helped the Houston Astros rout the Philadelphia Phillies 13-4. Here's Skip A.J. Hinch on Altuve.
This guy continues to be amazing. I mean, I don't know how else to describe him. I mean, it's line to line, it's home runs, it's multiple hits, it's walks when he needs it. You know, he's every bit the MVP candidate that he looks like.
A day after tying his career high for hits in a game at Baltimore, Altuve did it again and drove in 3 runs while raising his major league leading average to .365. Game 2 is tonight in Philadelphia. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Giancarlo Stanton hit 2 home runs and moved into a tie for the Major League lead, sending Adam Conley and the Miami Marlins over the Texas Rangers 4-0. Texas star Adrian Beltre went 4-for-4, giving him 2,993 career hits. He moved closer to becoming the 31st player to reach 3,000. The Rangers hope to return to the win column tonight in Arlington. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have released receiver and kick returner Lucky Whitehead after the third-year player was linked to a shoplifting arrest in his home state of Virginia. Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett.
I just found out about it as I came off the practice field this morning. We're gathering information on it, and we'll respond accordingly.
Whitehead's agent says he believes it was a case of mistaken identity. Whitehead said he, quote, didn't know about that as he was escorted off the field by a member of the Cowboys public relations staff after the first morning walkthrough practice of training camp in Oxnard, California. Meanwhile, former Dallas Cowboys star Michael Irvin says he lost millions of dollars in endorsements and business deals because of a sexual assault investigation that resulted in no charges. Irvin told a press conference yesterday he was, quote, devastated by the allegation made by a woman he thought was a friend. In Austin, Chicago Bears linebacker Jarrell Freeman saved a man from choking at a Texas airport over the weekend. Freeman tells the Chicago Tribune that he was eating at a restaurant in the Austin airport while awaiting a flight to Chicago when he noticed a man frantically running around a neighboring table. Freeman says he rushed in like he was, quote, ready to make a tackle, and he saved the man. And in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have signed Pau Gasol to a three-year contract. Gasol opted out of the two-year deal he signed last summer to give the Spurs more salary cap flexibility to supplement the roster in free agency, but he always intended to re-sign with San Antonio, where he averaged 12.4 points and 7.8 rebounds in just over 25 minutes per game last season. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620. So, I forgot to mention, the NFL season begins on August the 3rd. Just can't happen soon enough because, let's see, today's the 27th. So, it'll be a couple of weeks. And then, of course, college football.
Mm-hmm.
But, the end of the sports is the way it always is here. As we get to training camp, you got a rap sheet thing you got to do.
Especially for the Cowboys.
What is the deal? Shoplifting?
Yeah. He was apparently shoplifting.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
With what sort of contract?
He's a rookie, is that right?
Yeah, I think he's a receiver and a kick returner.
Yeah, so first practice, they walk him off the field. Now, how does he get back home? Does he have to pay his own ticket?
Good question.
Do they pay for that?
Yeah, that way he lives in Virginia, so it's a long way off.
I'm sure there's something in the Players Association.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is.
And then he's a third-year player.
His attorney said it was a case of mistaken identity.
Mistaken identity.
Yeah. And then we had the good story about the Chicago Bears player who saves the guy in Austin.
Yeah.
So I went to look it up because it just said he was running around the table. I didn't know, so he did the Heimlich maneuver.
Right.
But, of course, Eater Austin, that website, decides to tell you where he was eating, what he was choking on. So it was he was at the Salt Lick Taco Bar inside the Austin Bergstrom International. Freeman had just sat down to eat a chopped beef sandwich there at Salt Lick's Taco Bar, which separates it from the regular spot, when he noticed this man at a nearby table. His name is Marcus Ryan. Seemed to be in trouble, so he went over there and like you said.
That's a pretty cool story, you know?
That is a good story, and that's the thing, is they needed to have something good to wrap up the sports because we had those other people.
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be really hot today, in case you didn't know. We're almost at 80 right now, and it's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station.